Anna.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm sorry, I lost track of time. I was doing some editing and I couldn't find a midrash for today, and then I lost track of time looking for it. So.
I understand. Not a problem. Right now you're the only one on, so do you want to start section 20 or do you want to wait?
Let's at least do one verse. Because
okay.
I haven't done any Zohar today, and of course we'll have to tune in Zohar tonight, but let's at least do one verse.
Okay. We're starting section 20 for the Parsha of Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. And we're starting with Pasuk 174, and we'll say a L'shem Yehud to begin. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bit hilur himud hilud hilur himu. Le'afda l'shem yud he bavavhe. Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino amadunai Eloheinu alei nemaasei yadenu kanenei alei nemaasei yadenu kaneneihu. Amar Rabbi Shimon tachatzeik makitiv vayehi ribein roei miknei Avram rivkativ chaser yod. Divay lot lemechedar lepulchana nukra'a defal cheyat ve'arav zofeya dikra okach dikti v'hachshenani v'haprizi az yoshev ba'aretz. The translation, Rabbi Shimon said, come and see. It is written, and there was strife. Good evening. We're just starting the English translation of verse 174 in section 20.
Okay. It's about dead, so I'm going to go mute for a little while.
Okay. Rabbi Shimon said, come and see. It is written, and there was strife. The Hebrew word is riv, between the herdsmen of Avram's cattle. The word riv is spelled resh bet, without the letter yud, which means that Lot wanted to return to idol worship, which was the custom of the natives. Thus, at the end of the verse, it is written, and the Ka'anan and the Perizi dwelt then in the land. This teaches us that Lot wanted to worship idols as they did. And the reason why it gives Reeve without a Yud is to point toward idol worship. It follows the secret found in the verse. And the elder, the Hebrew word Rav, shall serve the younger. Esau said to Jacob, I have enough. The Hebrew word is rav, resh bet. But Jacob said to him, and because I have all, the Hebrew word is kol, this is also the secret of the verse, and a mixed multitude, the Hebrew is the heir of rav, went up also with them. My commentary. In this pasuk, there is a hint to a large secret. The word rav and riv are both Hebrew words and an Aramaic word. Rav means a spiritual guide. It means enough. It means large as well. It hints to idol worship, since idol worship indicates a large ego, Jacob is hinting to the spiritual law when Jacob says kol, everything. The spiritual law is a child of Israel has everything when connected to Hashem, and has only empty ego when disconnected from Hashem. This spiritual law is from my intuition. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, it's more than your intuition, because at the end of the Birkat HaMazon, and it says that Abraham was blessed in all things. And,
yes.
You know, so it's there. And I think, I see the connection by him saying all. I figured as in the first reading without the Yod, that the Yod stood for Hashem, the first letter of the Tetragrammaton. So with it not being within that, Ration debt, I could see that. I didn't quite understand the elder shall serve the younger. I didn't see how that related to Rav. I may just have to read it again. I see it's Rabbi Anschlag's comments too, because it's all in caps.
Let me address two. I'll answer your question, but I also need to address something you said. In
okay.
the Birkat HaMazon, it says, as you indicated, that Abraham is blessed with all things, and the word that's used is kol. But Abraham is not blessed with all things because he has only male children. He does not have female children. And the rabbis let me finish, please.
Yes.
And the rabbis indicate that the word kol is the name of his daughter.
Right.
Now your question about the elder serving the younger, the Hebrew word that is used for elder is Rav, meaning larger.
Okay.
And that is the connection.
Okay. I always thought of Rav as teacher too, but I guess spiritual God is a
In modern days, we have terms. Rabbi, meaning a teacher. In olden days, that was a teacher. In both older days and modern days, it means someone who has received smicha, the laying on of hands by a teacher. But when you are in groups, when you study with a Kabbalist, a true Kabbalist, they will refer to the Kabbalist, the people who follow that Kabbalist will refer to him as a Rav. And many times you're seeing some of the modern usage trying to show respect to various rabbis or rebbes as being By calling that person a Rav, you're trying to show respect. But the real essence of the term, it's a differentiation from a normal teacher, from a normal rabbi, I don't want to say an everyday rabbi, but someone who is a spiritual guide, how would you address him? In today's world, it has come to mean that you address a spiritual guide as your Rav. And we are taught to pick a Rav. We're not taught really to pick a rabbi. We're taught to pick a Rav. and you don't change that Rav until you're ready, till you have moved to a different level of consciousness, and now it's time that you need a different Rav. It's a very meaningful word. And that's really what my comment is trying to express. It's important to know the meaning of the term and how it, you know, how people use it. So you don't make the mistake of calling a rabbi a Rav and signify to someone else that this is a spiritual guide. Because if that were to happen, and it wouldn't be true that the person you're calling Rav is not a Rav, then that the mistake that the other person makes because of your statement, that is going to be part of the effects of your life. It will impact your life. Because you will cause someone to, it's the same idea as if I wear a kippah into a non-kosher restaurant. The halakha says take off the kippah before you go into a non-kosher restaurant. Not that you're going to eat there, chas v'shalom, but if you were going to make a phone call in the old days when we didn't have cell phones, or you're going to meet someone there just for a meeting and have a Coke or a coffee, things that are for sure kosher. But if you wear your kippah into that restaurant, it's possible that someone will see it, and because you're wearing a kippah, they will think that the restaurant is kosher, and that person would then go and eat in that restaurant thinking it's kosher, and you bear the responsibility for causing him to make that mistake. And it's true when you call someone a Rav. It's the same idea. Because someone else hearing you call them a Rav could be considered, well, maybe I should make him, this person, my Rav. Without investigating whether the person is truly a spiritual guide. That's an important point.
Mm-hmm. The comment that you made about going from one teacher to another teacher or Rav, would that also apply to the Tzaddikim? You know, like let's say you for a long time, you studied Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, and then that gave way to maybe another Rabbi Ben Yishkai, or you know, several Tzaddikim in say a 10-year period or something like that. Does that also indicate another level?
Yes, it does. Let me expand on that a bit.
Okay.
When we say the Tzaddikim, every night we read the list of the Tzaddikim who left that day. Some of those people are called, in the vernacular, are called large Tzaddikim, big Tzaddikim. And those people tend to be people who have written and are followed by many people over the centuries. But in reality, you can choose one of those Tzaddikim through their writings, through your connection to their soul through their writings. They can become your Rav, and you can make that statement and choose that Tzaddik as your Rav, your spiritual guide. Now, when you reach a point where you have changed your spiritual level. It's not that you would be higher than that Rav, but it might be that it's now time to move from a right column soul to a left column soul for your spiritual growth, or a central column soul. And so the answer to your question is yes. If you've been studying with a great rabbi, a great tzaddik, a great rav, and you consider him your rav, then you would, and you no longer are feeling the connection that you once did to that soul, then it's time to look for another rav. Whether you choose a living rav or you choose a tzaddik who has passed before our generation. But there are very few people who will tell you, go pick a rav who's deceased, or not deceased, because none of them have ever died. They're always available to us through their writings. But very few people would say, make that connection. But you've heard stories about certain righteous people who are study with Eliyahu Anavi, like Rabbi Shimon did while he was in the cave, or they study with Moshe Rabbeinu, or as I have mentioned, somewhat as a joke, although it's not a joke, I just bring humor to it. When you go to sleep, you go to a yeshiva in Shemayim, into heaven. And, you know, for that night, that teacher, that tzaddik, that yeshiva, not the yeshiva, but the person teaching within the yeshiva, becomes your rav for that night at a minimum, and maybe more. I hope I haven't confused the subject.
No, not at all. I also see from that verse, I guess I never particularly thought about it, but if, you know, when Lot did separate, he ended up in Sodom and Gomorrah. And so with the statement saying that the Kanani and the Perazi, I can understand that the Kanani were the people that in Sodom and Gomorrah, for sure. Because
well, we have to look at what
their sexual escapades.
We have to know the meaning of that nation to the one that started with a P. I'm not being able to pronounce it. I can read it, I guess.
Well, at one time I did know. Because one of my little students had all of these Kanani and the Hittites, all of them. And he really thought it was funny to be able to say their names in Hebrew. And I did look up what they were known for. I don't remember. Except the Canaanite, I do, because I think Caleb was from the Canaanites.
Who?
Caleb.
Who was from the Canaanites? Okay, I hadn't read that. Come in. The Perizzi is one of the seven nations that were defeated by the children of Israel when they entered. And the Canaanites are said to be merchants as one of their traits.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm not, again, I don't remember what Perizzi means. And we really do need to know that to address that issue.
Okay, I'll look at the dictionary, and I heard someone at your door, and
Yes.
If I find it in my little dictionary, we can start with that tomorrow, if that's okay.
Okay. You all have a beautiful evening, and we do the Tikkuni Zohar tonight in our 7 o'clock Let's Go Slime class.
Thank you.
Shalom to all.
Shalom. Shalom. Thank you.